Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for the sports fan in you. You can visit PenFed.org for details. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cake Sawville.
Yep.
Getting ready for Thanksgiving tomorrow. Dave Richard joins us at 9 to talk some fantasy football. We'll get winners from Brandon Lang at 9:40. But joining us right now is Coach Barry Trotz, who's driven by Lindsay Lexus of Alexandria, a fabulous facility, top-line customer service, and an amazing selection. The ultimate hat trick at the only Lexus dealer inside the Beltway, Lindsay Lexus of Alexandria. You'll love it at Lindsay. Coach, we were talking about something about the lines and love to get your feedback on this. I saw something where you were quoted about it, but you can kind of fill in our listeners and fill us in. You know, for many, many years, we're used to Backe and Ovi playing together, and you split them up, and I'm sure they've played together at times. What's the rationale that these guys haven't been together as much as in the past?
Well, I think just they've been together for a long time. I think also Cousy is a guy that can add some speed to that group. So with the little bit of the losses of, you know, guys like Marcus Johansson and people like that, that have a little bit more of that speed element that used to play on that line, we really haven't had that. So I've put Cousy in that position with Ovi to give them a little bit more speed. The game has gotten so much quicker. We felt that was necessary. And then also the ability for someone else to play with Ovi. Ovi's not the easiest guy in the world to play with. Anytime you see Ovi at the World Championships or playing in different tournaments like the World Cup of Hockey or anything like that, players who play with him really, it's hard to get some chemistry. So I thought,
why is that?
He's a difficult player to play with. Some players are naturally a little more programmable, if you will. And I think Ovi, he scores the way he does is because he's very instinctive. So that's probably the best answer I could give you on that. He's just been a hard guy to find matches for. So with the thought process of something never happened to Nicholas Backstrom, having a guy like Cousy and someone who's played with him a little bit more hopefully will help us long term.
Backstrom hasn't scored since October 14th, and I saw some of your quotes after the loss at Colorado a few nights ago that he basically could have had a hat trick in that game, just the bounces aren't quite going for him at this point. Can you sense frustration from him with the goal drought at this point?
Well, a little bit. You could tell it with the body language sometimes. He comes to the bench. The other night, he had a couple real good looks. I told him, you know what, you're getting looks right now. You know what's going to happen. You're not going to get that pretty goal. You're going to get that one that sort of leaks through the goalies, pads or whatever. But you're getting looks, so just stay with it. And, he appreciated that. But, I don't think that does a lot when you're a proud hockey player and you're known for production and people are pointing to your production. So I just tried to lighten it up, so take the load off a little bit from him. But he's a guy that will work through it. He'll find a way. And as I say, nothing's forever. So we have been talking about putting back, together for actually the last couple of games. We're in a stretch of 5 games and 8 nights this week. We're looking at different ways of getting different people jump started, and that's one of the ways that we've talked about jump starting is just finding the other element that might work on that line if we do.
I can't imagine how frustrated you must be, Coach, because you got off to a tough start first month, and then you reel off 5 and 6 to start November, and then now you give a few back, lose 3 of your last 4. Such a roller coaster, kind of right where you started the month. How frustrated are you?
Well, it's part of the process. The funny thing is, I said to the guys yesterday that my first year, that this, This year seems a lot like my first year here in 2014-15. After 22 games, we had 24 points. We're sitting at 23 points right now. And we're only, two wins out of being first place third division. So we're right there, and we ended up with 102 points. So I just said, parts of our game that we need to correct five-on-five is consistency. And a lot of that is consistency in our execution and consistency on a day-to-day work ethic. I think we've been able to – some guys have been able to take a game off here or a game off there, just not maybe being as good as they have been in the past. And we've been able to win through our depth and special teams. And this year, we don't have that depth. So we have to do it collectively as a group of 20. We can't have any passengers. And it's going to be a little more demanding like it was my first year here in terms of being consistent. And it's a process that you have to go through. And right now, one area of our concern is it's been special teams. Early, the power play wasn't scoring a lot for us. And our penalty kill was holding us in there. Now our power play is starting to come around, and our penalty kill has slipped. So we're working on that area. So it's sort of trying to juggle three balls, our 5-on-5 game and our special team and even our goaltending, getting all three balls up in the air and juggling them at the same time. Right now we seem to only have two balls in the air. So it's a process, and we'll continue to work through that. And we're going to, we probably on our special teams, especially on the PK, we've probably won three games. So you had those three games where if we could have prevented that somehow, we'd be in a pretty good shape. So we're in a mix with a bunch of teams, and it's going to be a grind all year.
Joined by Coach Barry Trotz, the Washington Capitals off to 11-10-1 start. You mentioned the term passengers, and we weren't familiar with that term until we talked to Jay Beagle recently. But for those that didn't hear our interview with Jay Beagle, explain to our audience and us what you mean by passengers on a line.
Well, guys that tend to watch and let everybody else do the work, and it's, as I say, you can participate or you can be involved, and I think that statement right there probably will give you the best indication. Anybody can participate and be a part of it, but you need to be involved to have any success. And we've on each line, we've had one or two guys that have been passengers. Unfortunately, that's what we don't want. And if we have less passengers, then everybody's pulling on the rope at the same time, and we're going to have success. We'll be a lot more success with the team. The children are our 5-on-5 player, extended zone time, even our shot totals. If you think about a team's forecheck, it's not just one guy going in and forechecking. It's got to be a little bit of a symphony of all five guys getting in there in terms of their routes, their positioning, and then trying to create some loose pucks. And once we get the puck, we have a plan to get it to the net and get people there and make it hard on the goaltender. We haven't done that enough consistently. We've done it at times. We've been very good at it. Other times we've been not so good at it. The one thing that this league does is it challenges you individually and collectively every game. And, there is no... you look at our league, it is, you talk about, there's a lot of parity in our league, and the schedule can each up. And, I'm looking at our schedule this week, and we got a big win on Saturday. On Monday, they scored virtually three power play goals in a 4-1 loss against us. We're playing a very good Ottawa Senators team that went to the conference final last year, and then we're playing the two highest scoring teams, the number one team in the league and then the highest scoring team in the league in Toronto in back-to-back nights this week. It's five games in eight nights, so we've got I think it's a good opportunity. You want to get tested, you want to find out about yourselves. This is a good stretch to find out about ourselves, and it is a tough stretch with the five games in eight nights, but no excuse. We've got to make sure we find a way. So we're working hard to make some adjustments and see if we can have success starting tonight again.
Getting back to the special teams for a moment, Coach, 17 of 22 games so far for the Caps, you've faced four or more power play opportunities from the opposing team. You talked about you just don't have the depth that you've had in years past. how taxing is that on your team when they're always on the penalty kill?
Well, it's very taxing. What it does is it limits your high skill guys, and then, you know, all of a sudden you're using maybe just because of our I'll say depth right now, we're using Backstrom and Oshie to kill penalties. You're using Tom Wilson, who's a guy who's, you know, probably around 14 minutes a night. Now you're putting on an extra, you know, 4 minutes a night. That starts to add up over time. So you get your skill guys either less reps if they're not on the penalty kill and power play, or in say a Backstrom Oshie situation, they play both. All of a sudden, that gets taxing on them, where you're down a goal or two, and you need them to be really good offensively, but you're still using them on the penalty kill. So it is taxing. So we just got to stay out of the box. I mean, we take way too many penalties unnecessarily. Lack of discipline or even a lack of self-control in certain areas. And we've taken way too many penalties in the offensive zone. Usually you take them in the defensive zone trying to defend. We've been taking way too many in the offensive zone. That's a long way from our net. So those are the ones that really get under my skin. So just because, they have no chance to score if you're in their end, so why do we have to take a penalty? It just absolutely boggles my mind, but we've taken too many of them.
Moving off hockey for a second, what will Coach Barry Trotz do on Thanksgiving?
Well, I'll tell you what he does. He will watch the turkey trots in the Clarendon area. He's been a participant in the past.
Nice.
He will have breakfast with his family. He will help the family create the Thanksgiving dinner, and then after dinner he will be putting up some Christmas lights like he always does.
Oh, wow. You get Christmas lights early.
Does Coach Trotz
watch the NFL on Thanksgiving?
Good question.
Of course.
I do.
You have to.
I actually do as I'm putting the Christmas lights on.
Do you have a vibe on the Skins Giants?
I'm going to take the Skins on this one. I know they don't have a good record on Thanksgiving, but I think that they've got some good leaders, Kirk Cousins, people like that. They're going to respond. They're going to respond after a game that took a piece out of them against New Orleans. So I think they're going to respond. I think they're going to get it.
Coach Trotz, are you putting up the tree, or are you just doing the lights on the house?
Lights on the house. I got it. I got all my lights all ready to go. So that should, with the family around, it shouldn't take too long.
All right, that's an important question. When you get the tree, are you a fake tree or a real tree guy?
Oh, he's a real tree guy.
We're a real tree.
Real tree. Yeah, he's a hardy guy from Canada. Of course he's a real tree guy. He's not soft like me.
He probably goes out there and
fake
chops
tree.
It down himself, don't you, Coach?
Well, I just think the real tree, it's got a little bit of a woodsy smell, and I just think it should be. I'm sorry, but it should be real tree.
It's also a big fire hazard, too. You just have to take that into account.
Yeah, make sure you water it, Coach.
Yeah, every day.
Always, every day.
Yeah. All right,
Coach.
Thank you,
Happy
buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Right.
Yep, best of luck tonight.
Take care.
All right. It's Coach Barry Trotz, your Washington Capitals.
By the way, the Caps are giving away an amazing tchotchke tonight. They're giving away a gravy boat that looks like a Zamboni. I need one.
I got to get one.
I need one. Peter Robinson, I'm sending out the distress call. I need
send four.
I need at least one.
All right, hold on.
I mean, if I don't have a Caps gravy boat dispenser, my life is incomplete.
Hold on, I got to Google the Capitals.
It's amazing.
Have they done this before?
You're going to look at it and you're going to say, oh, that's pretty amazing.
Oh,
I need one of those in my life.
Is it this, the blue?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
I want to get one.
Of course you're going to get one.
I don't know the last time I've had gravy, but I have gravy on Thanksgiving.
You know what else you should do? I would be so distraught if I brought over a gravy boat that was a Caps gravy boat. I'd win so many points. That's just a big silly. You know what else you should do?
What?
You should go to MGM National Harbor this Sunday to shake up the way you watch football, my friend. Football Sundays at MGM National Harbor. They're here, and they're pretty awesome. You can grab a craft beer while catching all the action on the 90-plus TVs at Tap Sports Bar. I don't have 90 TVs at my house. EB's got close to that. And while you're sipping on your delicious craft beer from Tap, pick the winner of each game with the season. Get your share of $25,000 in free play every week. Best part is, it's free to play. Learn more at MGMNationalHarbor.com.
Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.